Doug, how are you?
Hey, well, Tony, thank you.
I just got a couple questions for you this morning. Former International Monetary Fund Chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn will be released from a New York jail today, where he's been locked up since Monday on some very serious charges. He is the former head. And what's that do to the not only the world market, but to the markets here in the States?
Yeah, my initial reaction to that early in the week when the story broke was probably not a whole lot. However, the thing is, Tony, he was instrumental in the, well, let's call it really what it was, the bailout of Greece. And Europe, sovereign debt issues, you know, country-sponsored bonds, just like U.S. bonds, in this case, bonds from the country of Greece, they're getting annihilated this week, and it's particularly bad today. And I really don't believe that's probably tied back to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, but I will say that he was key there, and that may change some of the dynamics, because there's a lot of countries in Europe that have some issues, and as a result, it's putting pressure on U.S. stocks this morning, and looks like we're going to open to the downside.
And reading about this guy, he is brilliant when it comes to these types of issues, and it was thought his presence was very critical for the recovery of Europe.
No question about that. From a monetary standpoint, he's widely regarded and respected. In fact, it was looking like he was going to be, or certainly the front runner for to become the president of France.
Let's talk about the markets. Does the president's speech regarding Israel have any effect whatsoever?
Probably not. The market is glued, clearly, I think, to the dollar, the U.S. dollar. And you know, there's been the last 6 months, Tony, really this, we'll call it the big trade, has been commodities, which has essentially been the dollar's going down, so you want to own things like oil or gold, silver, things of this nature. However, about a week and a half ago now, the dollar's finally started to show a little bit of life, particularly against the euro. And this gets into, you know, I'm not a currency expert, but I can tell you this, commodities tend to go up when the dollar goes down, and they tend to go down when the dollar goes up. And if you might have noticed over the last few weeks, gasoline started to go down, and that's the byproduct of crude oil coming down in price almost 20% now, just in the last week and a half. So it's been a dollar-driven trade. The president's speech, although, you know, maybe it matters from a stability standpoint, I mean, clearly it does, but I mean, from the market's view, maybe it matters that way, but the market's not really interested in that. It's worried about earnings, the economy, the dollar, and that's really where we're trading right now.
How is the market affected by silver? There apparently is more ownership of silver, more paper out there than there is actual physical presence of silver.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of two of the big ones, the exchange-traded funds. These are kind of hybrid products that they're not quite stocks, they're not quite mutual funds. In this case, they specialize in the metals, and they buy a lot of gold and silver. And one of the things we've had happen, this would have been probably 3 weeks ago, the first time, the COMEX, which is the trading entity for physical silver, silver futures, they have just hit, in terms of what they're backing their physical inventory, it's hit an all-time low. So there has been I wouldn't call it a run, but something does seem to be afoot as it relates particularly to silver. And I think what it is it's easy to buy, it's cheap. You know, folks may want to own gold, but it's $1,500 an ounce, so you can go out and buy silver for $33. That feels a little bit more comfortable. It's easy to do, and I think that's one of the things that's happening right now. Now, I will tell you this. A lot of folks came to the party late. Silver hit $50 an ounce here, Tony, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and all the way back down to 33. So that's a pretty big haircut. So you have to be careful, particularly with silver. It's very volatile.
All right. Thanks so much, Doug.
Tony, have a great day.